Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I want to welcome in Andy Gresh, our good friend, gracious enough to grace us with his presence early on Monday morning. What do you do, overnight on satellite, or what are you doing?
Well, it was on Infinity Sports Network until 2 a.m. Stuff that could be heard on the air of the Sal Haney stations.
Nice, nice. How's it going?
It was real good about 10 minutes ago. I'm all right, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, we're hanging We're hanging in there. You know, I'll ask you at some point what the buzz is like nationally and so on. But you know, focusing on here, I mean, the Patriots open camp. They're 3 days in. I have no idea. You know, everyone seems to always be optimistic, and then the team could be terrible. Or if the Red Sox, or are they pretending to contend? Are they going to make any deals? Which you want to start with, Red Sox, or you want to start with Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the Patriots, there's real hope. Like last year, they were run by an idiot, and this year, they're run by an adult. And, you know, I don't use that I word lightly with Gerard Mayo. It was as bad as it could be. And now this year, it feels like you have a proper football coach sort of running things. And with the Red Sox, they're a roller coaster ride. Like last night went well. This weekend went well. Just give it 3 days. You know, they'll find a way to pull the rug out from underneath them themselves. It just feels like with the Red Sox, they're on the roller coaster ride that's going to annoy you to 82 wins. And with the Patriots, there's a chance for some real growth this year.
Well, I'm curious about Gerard Mayo, because there's a chance that he might not ever coach anywhere ever again.
He's not. He won't, Brian. If he's smart, he won't. Take the money and run.
Yeah. I'm watching that that quarterback series on Netflix, which I think is really good. And, you know, when you look at that, I mean, I had forgotten that the Patriots beat the Bengals in week one. And my question to you is, because you talk to people all the time, when did you know that this was a horrible hire?
Honestly, it was when they pushed back mini camp. So it was all the way in the off season when it was, we can't hire a coaching staff, and then they pushed like the OTAs back a week because the coaches had no idea. And then, oh, I was a day in at camp and was screaming on the air, this is just terrible, because there were guys walking around. It became a country club. Now listen, to me, there are some Patriot fans who need to eat it too, because when it was four-win Bill Belichick, when people didn't like answers, when everybody – you know what happened? It went from four wins with Bill, where you were competitive in games, to four wins where it felt like you had no hope. And Robert Kraft said, you know what, I'm not going to let my whole culture erode. Everybody who hated the big meanie in Bill now has a different version of that in Vrabel. But, you know, it's right. Get naked and streak across the quad because there's someone here. Because you, like, people thought Bill was an idiot until you met Mayo. And then you're like, okay, Bill had a bad year. With Mayo, right. You're like, okay, that's what that guy really is.
Yeah. We're talking with Andy Gresh, of course, radio voice of many, many things, and worked here at TIC for a long while, too. You know, I'm curious, what's your line on an over-under for wins for these guys?
Well, I think it can be 8 and 9. I mean, the 8 or 9. It would not be out of the realm of possibilities if everything goes okay. Maybe they could even win 10. I think the defense is going to be good. They're better in the line of scrimmage. Here's the thing. If you go back to Mac Jones's rookie year as a baseline, 3,800 yards, 23 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. That's what they did with Mac as a rookie. So you figure if May, at least in year one, is going to be a little better under the tutelage of McDaniels, which is way different than what he was dealing with last year.
Right.
If you just got a Mac Jones rookie season out of Drake May this year, which is kind of a low bar, you know, that team was able to win 10 with defense and good coaching and, you know, proper leadership. So I think 8 or 9 wins is reasonable. 10, believe it or not, is possible. And if you look at their schedule, there's some real beatable teams on there. Now, are they going to be slaying Buffalo? I'm not so sure. But if and May doesn't even have to play great. He's just got to be above average for them to be able to win 8 or 9 games this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like I look at it as like if they're competitive, I think that's the first bar. And then if they could get to 500, that'd be great. It's strange how expectations can change so much in a matter of years. You know, just quickly before we let you go, Red Sox-wise, I mean, for me, like I had season tickets for 17 years. So, and I got fed up and got rid of them, and I wish I got rid of them sooner because I would be able to pay for college. But if they're not buyers, I'd be pretty offended.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I think they're going to be Red Sox buyers. And I think if you're a Red Sox fan, you kind of understand that. It's not they'll fill the need. Like, right, we need a starting pitcher. Well, we're not going to go get the best starting pitcher on the market, but we're going to get a starting pitcher who will help us, and you'll be able to say we're better, but it won't satiate your fan appetite for something really big. Like, they're not getting, you know, Eugenio Suarez from Arizona for a rental or something like that. They're going to be, you know, nerdily particular. The contract is going to matter. Like, that's the one thing that is pretty evident. It's win, but we're not going to go big into the tax, if at all. And it's as if there's a little bit of a self-imposed salary cap. But also, Brian, to be fair, there's not a ton of players available. You know, there's so many teams who can talk their way into it. Or the Red Sox will be too particular when it comes to making a deal that maybe there isn't anything that really happens. Unless you're flipping a Duran for a pitcher because you're giving someone a player that they're going to use right now, and it's not going to be, you know, smoking the hopium on some prospect.
Sorry to wake you up, buddy. We appreciate you as always. It's good to catch up.
Of course, you're the only person that I would get out of bed and go to my closet for to answer questions like this. I can even now text Alhaney and be like, I'm asleep. You know what I mean? And it's all good. And it's all fine. No, it's
all right, buddy.
It's fantastic. How's John Silva doing with the Yankees now, huh? Aaron Judge has got a bum elbow. Cal Raleigh's going to steal the MVP. The Yankees are behind the Red Sox. Oh, my God. He'd lose his hair if he could over this.
You know Silva. He's happy and cheery as always. see you, Gresh. I'll let him know you said hello.
Absolutely. I'll see you, buddy. Right, thank you.
true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.